Welcome to day 9 of 12 Days of Miracles, January 1st, 2025. Welcome. Hello. Happy New Year. Let's declare this the year of miracles. One of the things when I got this intuitive hit to create this 12 Days of Miracles was to cross the threshold of the new year in the energy of miracles. And it wasn't to start on the first or to end on the first, but it was to cross the threshold, to continue the momentum of miracles walking over the beginning of the new year. And that's where we are today, walking over the threshold from the old calendar year to the new calendar year. It's January 1st, 1-1. And fun fact, if you play with numbers, 2 2 5 is 9, so it's a completion, a year of a lot of completion. But then if you add 1 1 and 9, that's 10 plus 1 is 11, so that's 1 1. If you play with numbers like I do, which is actually a lot of fun for me, there is a lot of a beginning energy that's available for us. And I know this is not the only beginning. There is the 111 gateway. There is the beginning of the 41st hexagram through human design. And then there is spring and many other opportunities. There is Chinese New Year, many opportunities to use the energy of beginning over the next few months. However, today is the day that most of the world celebrates as the beginning of something new. We honor this as a holiday, one of those holidays where truly everyone on planet Earth, mostly everyone on planet Earth, is celebrating. How beautiful is that? Whatever calendar we believe in, whatever cycles we believe in, today is the day that most of planet Earth is in the energy of hope for something new and different. People wake up this morning hoping something magical will happen. But here we are on day 9 of miracles, and we are in the energy that we have been building up until this moment. Seeing miracles, expecting miracles, creating miracles, appreciating miracles, witnessing miracles. What is it that you are going to welcome in for yourself for this year? As much as I'm not a huge fan of the word of the year or any of those kind of things, I think that they do have a merit because they have us slow down, take a deep breath, and say, what would I want to focus on this year? And what I am a big believer in is intention. Intention is the energy that leads the way of creation. So intention comes first, and then it paves the way for what it is that we want to experience and create. So, what is the miracle? What is the flavor of the miracles you are going to be expecting in 2025? No matter what else is happening with the rest of the world, what will you be the space for? What miracles will be occurring in your space, in your awareness aura? Awareness aura means there are things happening on planet Earth right now, everywhere, some horrific things and some extraordinary things. And you cannot be aware of all of it. It's just humanly impossible. You are aware of what you are aware of because you put your attention there, because you've created a channel of receiving for it, because of the timeline you are choosing to be on. You become aware of whatever miracles you are declaring you will be a space for. Become aware of and experience. So, what will it be for 2025? Feel yourself being a space of miracle and begin to see this iridescent, shimmering light filling up your aura, almost as if a fairy grandmother sprinkled a magic dust of possibility all around you. And this delicate, shimmering, tiny little crystals containing potentiality for anything you choose and desire. See them falling all around you, circling around you as maybe if you were a snow globe that somebody rattled and said, "Ooh, what is it that we are going to renew for 2025? What are we going to bring more of, welcome, be a space for, set intention for abundance, joy, prosperity, and what will it look like?" So on this 9th day of 12 days of miracles, you are your own fairy godmother or godfather. I think we have mostly women in this space. I think I could be wrong. So get a fairy godmother or fairy godfather or a fairy godperson, whatever you prefer. Sprinkling a golden dust of potentiality. You are a materialized energy that was born of an intention of the great power of the divine, God source universe, desiring to have a certain experience. And within that, you choose what it looks like. Within that, you are in 100% power and authority, uncontested author of your life, what your miracles will look like. Today, tomorrow, this year. I think this year will be fast and furious, more than we've ever experienced. So maybe this is the only time you'll actually get to slow down and say, this is what this year will be about. Because from now on, you will be focusing month to month, week to week, because things will be changing so quickly. But maybe today you'll find a longer period of time to see yourself as the fairy god, that's god, fairy god person with the magic dust sprinkling possibility and potentiality all around you. That energy that's filling up the space all around you, it's nothing but energy. And every single particle of it is full of potential. Potential of what could happen. None of it is determined except for you in this moment saying this is how things will be. Now, there could, of course, be beliefs in the way and the way you trained your environment that will perpetuate forward, but only until you hold on to your miracle long enough where the environment shape shifts to look and be out picturing of what the miracle you have been manifesting for yourself. So on this first day of January, feel in this moment all the power within you to create and author your experience. Just like writers author a book, you are authoring your life. Claim yourself to be the uncontested author of your life. Claim yourself to be the one who chooses, no matter what the external tells you, to internally ground in, I choose, I decide, I am the author. I am my own personal fairy god person. And now I sprinkle the magic dust of possibility and potentiality into the space I live within. And today, nothing is out of question. Nothing is impossible. Everything is just energy coming into matter based on my thoughts, my feelings, my commitment. Whatever I commit to today to myself will be what will be. Nothing is predestined. Nothing is pre-written. I write it with the golden dust. And in your mind's eye, imagine yourself picking up the most beautiful fountain pen and writing with your golden dust what it is that you will be a space for in your life. Never mind everyone else for now, just you. Focus on you in this moment. Because when you focus on you and you create those miracles and you are a space for them, everyone who comes around you will be drawn to exactly what they need. And they'll all of a sudden find themselves in space of potentiality and create what it is they desire. So what is it that you are going to write with the golden dust on the pages of your life, the book of your life. On this first day of January, what miracles will you be creating this year, starting today, starting now? Wishing you a very, very happy new year. See you tomorrow.